B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Make you laugh, put a smile on your face. We have you interact and get vulnerable with us and tell us funny stories. Like, nah, the first caller of the day is going to do that, I guarantee.
Let's set the tone.
Isaiah.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Isaiah? It's Monday morning. I know you're going to bring the heat right now with a great story, because if not, I'm going to be very disappointed, and then the show's going to suck because of you. Go ahead, no pressure.
Well, I'm going to bring a great story, but first and foremost, I want to start out with how about them Celtics, Romero, because you dealt with them this week.
So since every time, God forbid, I say, hey, I like this team, or if I go to a game and they lose, everyone blames it on me, can we get me season tickets? Because clearly, me going to the game. Did you guys see me on Friday, by the way?
But did you fall asleep? Because you were going to go to sleep.
I did not fall asleep. I went to the game. I was sitting close as hell. I kept on sending pictures.
Yeah, I saw the pictures that you sent.
Weren't the pictures nice?
Yes, they looked
very nice.
Yo,
I was right there. I literally could hear the Celtics, the Lakers. I was behind the Celtics bench. The Lakers would come up when the Celtics were on my side of the court scoring. The Lakers would call out certain defenses and stuff, and the dudes on the bench, like, I don't think the team hates each other right now, because they were helping each other by yelling what the Lakers called to the players on the court, which is phenomenal.
I got to ask a question real quick before we get to Isaiah. How did Ime Udoka look in person?
I'm going to set the tone
with this
story.
Hold on. I got a question for Romero first. How did Ime Udoka look in person? Is he good looking? As he is, like, you know?
Yeah, no, I mean...
Was he hot?
Sure. I don't know how to answer that.
Okay. I'm just curious. I think he's very attractive. That's all. Okay, Isaiah.
I feel like if I say that's not my thing, someone's going to get mad at me because they're like, they'll be like, you're homophobic. I just like women.
Right. No,
you know. And then you'll have to drop the sound bite.
Yeah. They'll just drop that one sound bite of me saying I don't find him attractive. And they'll be like, look at Romero.
Sorry, Romero. Cancel him. I didn't know I was putting you in this.
No, I mean, okay,
problem.
Let's just say he's not my type. Is that good to say? But I could see why you find him attractive.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
That's all I needed. All right, Isaiah, spotlight's on you now.
Yeah, so my story I wanted to tell was, so when I was younger, I liked this girl very much. You know, we ended up going to Six Flags. I tried to stay the night at my friend's house, you know, because I was trying to get intimate with her. But I have the epilepsy as a condition. So around 2 o'clock that night, so we're getting touchy-feely. And then I ended up getting sick that night that she had to walk me home.
It was
such an embarrassing moment in my life.
No.
Hold on. Like, so do you know how, like, when you're going to play a video game, or like sometimes there's a movie that has a lot of lights? Do you have to walk out of that or not play the game?
No, I mean, my things are pretty much under control. It's just I have to take my medication at the same time of the night, like around 10 p.m. But it was like 2 o'clock and I was trying to hang because I wanted to be with her so bad, or get with her was so bad.
I see.
And then, like I said, when I get to do that, I ended up getting sick, and it was so embarrassing.
Did you ever get another shot?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
It was worth it.
Okay. All right.
Wait.
It wasn't a terrible ending.
Getting another shot is great. Did you make the shot?
Of course. Oh, okay. I made the shot multiple times.
All right. See, the first time she felt bad for you, you got the sympathy, you know, and the second time you, like, won her over because you're like, all right, she gave me a round two. Time to make it count. Very nice. I'll take it, sir. That's
all right,
a good story.
Isaiah, that was okay.
Now,
that
let me ask you, Pebbles isn't here today, but between here on the Get Up Crew, Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa, who would you say has embarrassed themselves the most on a date?
I want to pick you, but I'm going to go Melissa.
You're going to go with Melissa? Okay, because Pebbles actually one time fell asleep on a date. So
yes,
I would say that she
did. and you know what? Believe it or not, I really haven't had many, like, horrible dating stories.
Really?
Like, I've actually had a pretty good run of good dates.
Wow. Very nice.
Yeah,
well, thank you very
single,
much, Alea.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening, but...
I went out with a girl one time. This is like between marriages. I went out with a girl. We went to Legal Seafood.
Mm-hmm.
In Burlington, I'll never forget. This girl was, first of all, she was maybe as far as girls I've gone on dates with that things didn't work out, you know, on that level, the most attractive. The absolute most attractive. But when I tell you, it was the most boring day. Like, we sat there and stared at each other, right? I would like try and get her to open up. And she would hit me because, you know, the best way to get somebody to like you is by having them talk about themselves.
Yep.
Because at the end, they're like, oh, my God, that person was so nice. And it's like, yeah, because you wouldn't shut up. So I'm asking her questions, and she's hitting me with one-word answers. And I'm asking her follow-up. And then it got to the point where I was, like, challenging myself. I'm like, okay, give her a question that she cannot possibly answer in one word. And she'd still answer it in one word. It was crazy.
Is this the one where you said you went to the bathroom and you were in there hoping she would leave?
I went to the bathroom and I stayed in there and I was like, please leave, please leave, please leave, please. And then I'm like, and then I started like second guessing and I'm like, oh man, if she stays and I'm in the bathroom this long, now she's going to think I'm taking a dump or something. So I came out and then we just addressed it. I was like, this is kind of awkward, huh? And she's like, yeah.
Oh, man, that makes it even more awkward when you point out how awkward it was. Oh, that sucks.
Awful. Ooh. Awful.
So and you then, never heard from her again.
No. After that. The only time I got her to say more than one word was when she was complaining about her daughter's dad.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that'll always bring out the passion in somebody.
But honestly, her complaints, I could see why the guy was being a jerk to her. Damn. She's like, he never wanted to hang out. I'm like, you don't do anything. You sit there. And then she makes like that weird eye contact, too. Like, she just stares at you.
Oh, my God.
And answers in one word. It's like, it was a scary movie I was in.
Let's go.
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.